It's a huge privilege to welcome a young kite surfer. I mean, I never thought that I'd be saying that, but welcome to Michelle Smith.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's fantastic having you. Yeah, well, firstly, kite surfing. How did you get into that? Let's talk there.
I was actually first into surfing a bit, but then I didn't really get into it. I wasn't really doing that well in it. And then my dad got interested in kite surfing, and I checked it out, and then I thought I'd really like to try it out. And then eventually I got into it, got going, and now I love it, yeah.
Well, I'm a bit confused because you're 19, you're a smallish lady, and it's not what I perceived as kite surfers. My mind was you needed big shoulders and lots of muscles to go out there. Is it possible for you to kite? I mean, don't you get flung away?
Everyone asks me that. Most people perceive the sport as you need to be very strong and big built to be able to control the kite, but it's not actually that much on your arms. Yeah, and I just take a smaller kite out and then I'm fine.
It seems like quite a technical sport because, I mean, you literally can move in any direction out on the sea where there's waves and tons of wind. It just seems like a total out of control situation, but yet you're in control.
Yes, it seems that way. And when you're first beginning, it's quite overwhelming with a kite and the board and all the equipment. Yeah.
Because you see the guys out there on the beach, like all trying to hold their kite.
Yes,
and we always laugh at the beginners because, sorry, we shouldn't actually. I mustn't say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, because it seems really tough. You've got the wind factor, you've got the ocean, the currents, and you've got to control that all while being strapped to this.
Yes, and it is considered as an extreme sport, but once you get into it, it's fine. And then you can go out there and not even think about the kite, not even have to look at the kite and be in complete control.
Well, your dad who's in studio told me that you're actually a gymnast, which I think that's a must play a huge role.
I was a gymnast for 8 years. Yeah, and it's definitely helped me to have control over my body and to have that little bit of extra strength.
In Port Elizabeth, windy city. I mean, it must be the perfect setting.
It is. It's perfect. Yeah, it's great. I'm actually based in Cannon Rocks, but I often kite in PE. Yeah, and it's great. I love it. Yeah, when everyone's complaining about the wind,
you're loving
we're all
it.
Smiling. Yes.
But, I mean, I'm just imagining out at sea because we hear like every now and again some really weird stories about a kite surfer who went out to sea or got taken. This is a dangerous sport.
It is dangerous. Yes. Yeah. But there's a lot of safety precautions that you need to learn. Yeah. But once you know everything, as long as you know what you're doing, and you go out in safe conditions, you'll be fine.
And it's a growing sport as well.
Yes. It is definitely. It's much bigger overseas. Yeah. But it's definitely growing in South Africa.
Is there a kind of like a tour in South Africa? Or is there some level where you can compete nationally?
Yes, there is a South African kite surfing tour.
Really?
But it's mainly based in Cape Town, but they have had a few competitions in PE and in Durban.
I suppose it was kind of like dependent on the weather.
It is very much so, yes. I've often gone to Cape Town and spent a weekend there for the competition and just been chilling on the beach with no wind.
Well, actually, the way that I came across hearing about you was that you've actually been nominated in a worldwide competition for the most influential kite surfing girl for 2011. How did that come about?
A friend of mine who's a kite surfer actually told me about it and he said that he had nominated me. And you need to be nominated in order to come in the top 10. And then turns out enough people nominated me and now I'm in the top 10.
That's incredible. Yes. And this is an international competition.
Yes, and I'm the only South African.
That's been incredible. We've got the national kite surfing kind of representative here going. And will you be competing internationally at all, or is this kind of like a online voting?
It's an online competition where you can vote for me. I'm currently fourth.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I see now that you're also studying theology. Now, this is like you certainly like to live on the edge, yeah? You've got extreme sports, you've got theology, you've been voted as an influential kite surfer, being in a good example for young ladies and kids. Is there anything else you want to still do?
Well, I'm actually a Pilates instructor as well at the moment.
Yeah, stop it now, please. That's incredible. And your faith in this extreme sport, I mean, that must be exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. And I love meeting new people through all my sport and through everything that I do, and hopefully influencing them positively.
I can imagine when you're out there on the waves, kind of like get up in the air with the kite, you must feel a bit closer to God.
You do, definitely.
You're on the edge.
Yeah. And you have to have a lot of and you learn to pray very well as well.
I can imagine.
When things get dangerous, yes, and you learn to trust Him and appreciate
that's incredible.
His creation.
Well, how can we vote for you and support you when you represent South Africa?
You can go to the In Motion Kitesurfing website. So it's inmotionkitesurfing.com. And then if you go /vote World Kitesurfer 2011, then you'll find me there.
Okay, I can see it there. We'll keep mentioning it. InMotionKitesurfing.com. And we'll go check it out. Maybe just your little encouragement, because I think you are doing something in overcoming fear in such a radical way that many... You know, many people, Christians, as we live our lives, we've got things. I mean, yeah, you are facing it head on all the time. What's your encouragement to people out there?
I'd say just, if you have a dream and if you feel God's telling you to do something, then just do it. No one can tell you otherwise. Yeah, and just hold on to that, to the faith that God gives you, and just keep going and just keep living for Him.
Incredible. Well, it's been absolutely fascinating, Chen. We wish you all the best with your competition.
Thank you.
And we hope to have you back again and seeing you all over the place.
Yes.
Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much. Thank you.